another powerful full moon tonight. This one was just as the sun set and the moon rose above the horizon. With a bit of luck, you had a chance to have a glimpse of the rising full moon in Leo. And as soon as we passed the full moon, the scene changed completely. You must have noticed if you had a chance. So let's try and feel what is present now. Just a couple of hours later, the full moon was around 5 p.m. Got that greater stillness. It's been terribly intense before. Notice a certain softness. There's a lot of softness in the air. Feel that on your skin. Feel that within and around you. And as you take a few breaths, and breathe out deeply. Notice as you're breathing out that there is also a touch of sadness. And allow that. Acknowledge that more open space that is really pleasant to live in. And that unique color, texture, flavors. Actually, what we went through with this moon cycle was a very rapid expansion. It coincides with the first signs of spring in nature and could be mistaken for that. It coincides with it, but it's something different. So like the signs of spring and the waking up of nature beneath the surface and then the sprouting and popping of all sorts of things on the surface happened in the past few weeks. The Uranian month, Aquarius, this year was so intense that it took us into a an entirely new phase of creation whilst we had hardly completed the previous one. So it's a bit intense, it's a bit much, and it's a bit early. It's actually much too much for most of us. The pace, the intensity, the acceleration, the ever-growing need for something else that we know we are, but we can't find. Or only briefly. This Leo full moon happens on the horizon line. As such, it's already overstretching us in the sense that what is shown to us right now is the need to be more and more consciously ourselves. Which means an increasing transformation and the shedding of many more things than we thought were part of us and are not. So me, I am becoming more myself and honoring and loving that with the greatest reverence, and simultaneously us, we are. And with this, a greater understanding, maybe not, but a much more refined perception that we are so interconnected with all other human beings that we are actually them and they are us. Hence, we are. And of course, we do know that, we have known that for a long while, but we've kept oscillating between I am and we are. And now what is expected is I am, we are. All at once. Which is a massive expansion. When we are, I am. So that unique version of the totality of existence that I am is I am. And unless I am, we are cannot be. So it's extremely demanding. It's a shift of paradigm we've been busy working on for a long time. Now the reality of it is perceived, it's palpable, it is in the air, it is also within. Feel it around you, the way you are in very deep connection with all other human beings on this planet, just excluding the other realms of life right now. feel how strongly you can be present within yourself as you are aware of the rest of humanity as being part of you. You're not deleted, erased, vanishing in thin air. Because you are all are you, but you distinguish, you can discern, I am from we are, and you can be both at once, and it's not a mental trick. Quite the contrary. So this is what's happening on the scene, on stage. That's the visible part. As such, it's already quite challenging. It can be overwhelming at times and possibly exhausting. Now, expand your vision, widen your vision . Be less focused. Start gazing this vague awareness and become aware of what is behind the scenes, in the background, on backstage. This is an entirely different setup and story. Often we get distracted by what is happening on the scene, first, front, central. And then we mix it up with backstage. Try and discern. Front and back. It's two different levels, it's two different ways of being and dimensions of your reality. Uranian month, Aquarius. The challenges are generally quite high. Topic is awakening. What are we going to awaken to this year? What is the current phase of our inner transformation? Truth. Freedom. Feel the calling for truth. The emancipation from what is not that true anymore, or was never true, but you didn't know. Freedom. Feel the freedom in you and the way it claims its due. And wants you to move away from what keeps you entrapped, imprisoned. And set yourself free. Uranus is the awakener. There's no choice. It's like your lightning, thunderstorm. You get a bit shaken and you have to take a different composure. Or rather, you have to let go of any composure and become more truthful. Topic here is again karma, the bondage, the old stories repeating endlessly in the circle of incarnations. And the question raised is whether or not you want to keep investing in that or want to opt for something a lot better, such as dharma, your own sovereign existence, the fullness of your being, and that radiant light that you are coming fully onto the earth. As is expected in this lifetime for all of us. Take a breath. And another breath. Relax. And let go a little bit. As we had on front stage a build-up of tension until the full moon and then a gradual release and greater softening as time was passing and the rippling that is still happening now. Backstage, can you relax and release all the fear due to this extreme expansion we are experiencing? That is causing us to retract, block it off, and go in resistance. This is too painful, is it excruciating? What we need is to just enjoy that softness and even the sadness we noticed and allow the expansion to take us beyond not only our comfort zone but our absolute limits. And crack the block open. Each time we go into resistance, things get worse. We feel unwell, we feel unease, pain, and possibly suffering if we identify with it. The process we understand. Expansion and retraction are phases of a process. It's a dynamic movement. But when retraction happens in the middle of expansion, it's just not right. You don't put the brakes right now. The speed is too high. So we are accelerating. And we are a bit afraid, of course, possibly terrified. And we'll let the fear go as we go through it, and we allow more expansion with the next phase of acceleration. Like I said before, it's like spring, before spring, it's a little early. It is like spring, but it's nothing to do with the natural cycle of nature. It's a personal growth that coincides with this early stages of nature's renewal. Truth and freedom are the callings of your self. No matter what is happening on stage. Now step back. Just feel front and backstage at the same time without being in confusion. Feel both. Identify which is which and just pay attention. You can perceive both at once, of course. So most of the complex thought processes, a lot of the tidal waves in your heart are due to the confusion between those two planes. Generally, there's nothing much that you can understand as the process is ongoing. It's just useful to be a bit clearer about which is which and not invest in one part of the scenario whilst all is playing on backstage. But now there is something else. There's yet another topic to this formal. And this is a very intimate. So just let go more and go deeper into your self, into your physical being, into the very matter of that physical being. Cells, perhaps, or any other feeling you have. Awareness you have of your body. Deep, very deep within. And such a level of depth that we rarely go in those abysses. Perhaps for fear of depth, the darkness, or what we may find there. Deep, very deep in the oceans of our being, where the waters actually are very still. So it's not a place of emotional waves or mental creations. very deep within where there is stillness. Something very specific is happening, which is the reunion of parts of our primordial feminine. Nothing to do with the gender. Could be male, female, binary, nothing. It's the same. So that feminine that was divided is reuniting. What is this? Like our width, the space we occupy, our depth, the fullness of potential we hold, and the countless possibilities it contains. In a way, we could call that our matter, our earth. And it's got actually an affinity with the planet we live on. So by analogy, we can feel that earth is a grounding. This is the place where we find peace as well. This is the place where we find guidance, sustenance. Feel that as well. And go deeper and deeper into that space. Slowly with confidence, all will be well. This is at the very bottom of you, the most important encounter and reunion. Could easily go unnoticed. Take a few more breaths, and with each out breath, let go more and allow more of all that is happening right now. The overstretch, the super fast growth, the acceleration, the inner transformation. And welcome this into your life through the night. And in the coming days.